Yes, hello y'all. Hello.
SW what's Podcast. Happening? Hello, SW what's happening?
What's happening, Queen?
Chilling. A new day. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, y'all. Y'all know what Wednesday means. We are in the building and for the virtual building. We are in the studio, ready to get it popping. It's Freestyle Wednesday. It's October 13th. We are well into October now.
Halfway now. The 15th Friday, so gone. Y'all, that's slow motion. Just gone. But hey.
So, but we love it. You know, we love the energy. October has been a blessing so far. It's been doing what it does. Queen's mother celebrated a birthday yesterday. My father celebrated a birthday last week. My kids are celebrating birthdays this week. Got a nephew next week. It's a lot of birthdays. So happy birthdays to the Libras and the Scorpios of October.
Happy birthday. Stacia's birthday is next week. And I can't wait for y'all to see her bomb 50th photo shoot, baby. Baby look good.
Okay, 50.
Baby look good to be 50. Look good to
be 50.
The big 50. The 50. So, yeah, but shout out to the birthday people.
Shout out to the birthday people, y'all.
We're not going to sing to y'all, so get your family members to sing happy birthday because we don't do that.
But we do give you many, 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 many birthday wishes. So, yeah. Welcome to the show. We're always happy to have you guys with us. It's always a wonderful time, and it's always wonderful to see, you know, the comments, the interaction, and just feedback in general. So, thank y'all. Yeah. We look forward to this Freestyle Wednesday.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, first we'll go ahead and jump to our quote of the day. And the first one I did that's on the show's topic for the day is if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing.
Don't listen to everything that they report now.
You can't.
You cannot listen and you can't believe everything that they
report. Yeah, everything that's what it is. You can listen.
Listen, but read between the lines, because it's a lot going on that they not reporting that they should be reporting. But hey, you know, it is what it is. And don't be all on the Facebook all the time looking for the Facebook news. The Facebook news, really, them on now. I don't know. You don't know who true for who what. But as I say, some people is speaking just their opinions. Some is facts. Some is false. You just got to know which one is which.
And that does and that does bring us to the fact that what's being reported isn't always true. What's being said isn't always true. And you can't always trust what you see on TV. That's just point blank, period. The movies tell you more truth than the news. So
that's true.
You know, we see a lot more analytical things happening in the news and breakdowns there, you know, than we get in real life news. So I don't think that we should be taking everything. I'll say this, just take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
You know, just utilize your own mind. Make sure you know and you're paying attention to other things, because you can watch the news and be looking at the news and know what's going on with the news, but you can also continue to do your own research, continue to pay attention to the things that are going on around you as well. So do those things as well. Don't always just rely on what the news is telling you. That's how I'll say it. The way we both kind of like broke it down and kind of summed up you know, Malcolm was a very intelligent man.
He, you I know, mean, he, highly intelligent.
Right. He was out there in the field. He was out there fighting the actual battle for the black life, for the black lives that people saying Black Lives Matter now. They actually was doing the work and not just walking and protesting. They were actually out there doing the work, marginalizing and getting bringing people in that were going to protect the people of the communities. But
Yeah.
sometimes it be your own people that fuck you
Yeah. Now
over.
they had to do a lot of stuff in secret. A
Yeah,
lot of stuff
but
they did in secret and in silent.
and that and it's a trusting. It's about trust. And if you are not, a trustworthy person, and you selling the whole team out as it was done, as
Talking,
it's
running your mouth too
sabotage.
much. Running your mouth
Yes,
too
but
much.
you got the wrong people. You have the wrong people out there working for you. You don't got the right people on your team. So. You know what's happening, E?
What's going
He
on?
with the jokes today. I know E. She's bright.
What's
She's so funny.
happening?
What's happening, E? How you doing? Light us in the eye. That's right. Let's put them up. So that's our first quarter today, and then we have our second quarter of the day. Instead of doing a fact of the day, I did another quote because I was I wanted to do something that was like still get garnered around what Malcolm said, but also around the social justice of what we gotta kind of discuss a little bit in the Freestyle Wednesday segment. And it's when you're fighting for economic and social justice, you're always fighting for the minority. So I can take because you got social justice of the black people, the social justice of any minority in this country is always fighting for some type of social justice, just to have the same rights and things as the majority. And if you're fighting in any type of battle to help things become normal for every generation or every race, it's normally the minority. Why would you have to fight for the majority?
Because the majority is the majority. What would you be fighting? Not a majority. Are they really the majority? If all of us are minority?
Well,
Yeah,
we're minority separated. We're a separated
separated, but
minority. Yeah.
together.
Together, we're not my if we if the minorities would not be called the minority if they mass all the races together, and that's impossible
Yeah.
because
Well,
it seems
we
every
can't even
race.
walk alone together. So like
And you know,
we gotta get that together first.
and then you know, even with all the black race, with all the black culture here, we still do fall in minority
Yeah.
because for one, we don't populate as many babies as any other race in this country, beyond the other minorities. Like we're top in minority, except for the Hispanics.
Oh yeah. Oh
They produce 400,000 babies more a year than us. Oh, happy pre-anniversary, you guys. I hope you
they
guys have a when is the anniversary for you and E? When y'all anniversary? When y'all celebrate?
okay.
Pre-anniversary time.
That's what's up.
That's coming up. Isn't it coming up
Sure,
like
yeah.
like around this is this week or next week? I remember y'all getting married this month, right? Let me know. Drop a comment. But yeah, we're as far as
Black
minority,
love.
even with the minorities in this country, we're at the bottom of the fish pond when it comes to other races, like other minority races. Like, of course, we have more babies than the Asians in this country. Of course, we have more babies than the Africans in this country. Because they're all separated as minorities as well. But between us and the Hispanic population, I don't know if the Hispanic population gonna take over in the next couple years because they definitely ain't being killed like us.
But that's what statistics, I know from what I read about 5-6 years ago, that's what the statistics were saying, that they would be the ones that take over.
And you could tell, because like race-wise, if you're looking at the numbers, oh, I thought it was this month, it's October 16th. Yeah,
oh, that's Saturday. Around. Happy anniversary, mm-hmm. Black Happy love. Anniversary. Come on, Black excellence.
I remember it being around, being between Jen and Erica's birthday. I was like, they got married this month. I remember that. So happy anniversary, pre-anniversary, you guys.
Yes, glad
you guys are going to be celebrating your anniversary. I hope you do something really, really nice for yourselves and just relax and enjoy each other. I'm sure y'all do that enough too, though. I'm quite sure of it, but you can never get enough.
You need to plan it, though. You plan it. You plan it for Felicia.
I'm gonna be reaching out to white folks. Will be a minority majority, less than 50% by 2050. That's very believable, E. Because based on the stats and based on the numbers, the Hispanic population is literally in the realm of making babies. When I was just looking at these stats a few weeks ago, they are less. They make 300,000 less babies a year. Less babies a year than white people. White people's population was like at 1,300,000 babies a year. Hispanic population was like 997,000 babies a year. Black people way down there, 583,000 babies a year.
Wow.
But they were, and you know, and the problem with that is if we at the bottom like that, you know we ain't the ones that's getting all that goddamn help from the government. They just like to make it seem like it's
We ain't getting the stamps, the housing, and all of that good stuff, the Medicaid, all of that extra free money that's out there, the checks every month at the 1st, the 31st, whenever you get it. Like, so you are, that lets you know.
There's other people getting that money. That's all I'm saying. But people want to talk about that. They want to talk about like, oh, Black people. They're living off the government.
No.
Y'all got way more people in this world. They triple us. They had 13. They had 1.3 million, and we down here in 500,000. And you got to think of it this way. And this not to shun anybody or anything, but If we look at statistically where our Black men are when it comes to creating children, Black women have to realize they don't end up sharing men anyway, because you got Black men in prison, you got Black men gay, and you got Black men being killed. Those are three of the highest elevated things that are taking away our culture, that is killing our culture. And I know statistically we probably have the highest gay number in the country, but when you got two other things that are working against your culture already, which is prison and murder, the gay stigma or the gay parallel that keeps us from constantly having more babies is definitely going to be made to look like it's the number one issue when it comes to stopping us from procreating, because everything else, we still got three things against us. Every race ain't got to go through all that. The Hispanics can go happy, go lucky, have babies all they want to. They can shit them out like they keep doing. They have babies like goddamn rats. So if bunnies, what is it, the jet rabbits?
the gerbil.
They spitting them babies out. For real. The babies be carrying babies.
Oh my God. That part.
For real, girl, you.
Oh my God. It's something to look at. That's something to think about, though. That's something to really think. And going in and out, going outside the race as well.
Yeah, and that's another thing. That's another thing that's eliminating the Black race, because what box are the mixed kids checking? Does it depend on how they feel that day?
And then it depends on what box are they, you right, the box they check, because now on some stuff they have biracial on the box for you to check.
So what box are they checking? Because if you ain't checking black or white, you're taking your, when they not checking black, so that's lowering the number of blacks that's being counted in the census. If they decide today I want to be white, they check white, and then you know that hires that number. So it could be a lot of reasons why the numbers don't work in our favor. It's a lot of different reasons why the numbers don't work in our favor.
So. I have seen where they didn't ask black, white. Well, you know, they always say now non-Hispanic.
Non-Hispanic.
And then they have, you know, white, black, / African-American. And I didn't see one that said biracial. I was like, biracial? Like, what? when this start popping up as the
anything, anything to deplete the black race, anything.
They have anything. That.
Because if we don't, if ain't nobody checking black, they're going to check biracial or they're going to check white. So then that eliminates more numbers over here.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely don't, we definitely aren't being helped. And then between, like I said, us murdering each other,
they murdering us,
the incarceration rate, and then the gay lesbian community that don't want to produce no more. It's like, okay, I don't mind be gay, be lesbian, have babies though.
That's all we say.
Y'all can't have the babies though,
and some do. Some do. Some won't. You know, some won't.
Some of them adopting other races. Adopting other races.
And then you know what it is, too? They don't have the money that the other, well, we'll say the white race have to actually have a surrogate when it comes to the men, to have a surrogate like they do and able, you know, you have to pay for that. Doctor bill, you paying them, all of that stuff. So that, and then the females, a lot of them, they just don't want them.
Man, there's so many men around here that lay up with that woman and have sex with that woman, give up their sperm and inject it to her. Long as you don't make me take care of that kid, that's fine with that. As long as the rights ain't mine, they fine with that. They will help these women have these babies. At least you gotta find a way to keep the race going. I don't care
see the ladies and I be like. Well, lately I have been seeing women, okay, they, you know, well, I don't even know how to pronounce all the initials for the LGBT. I don't even know the initials. So, but I see a lot of them that's, they dating women that already have children and they don't have children. I'm like, well, I know at some point in your life, maybe not, that you desire to have a child, but some actually don't.
Yeah, some people, and I'm totally fine with anybody that don't want to have children. But if your desire is to have children. That's all I'm saying. Get you some babies. Don't leave and not have your legacy continue. Like, I'm just dissipating. Like, if you really want to have kids, but I think it's selfish for a person that don't want kids to have kids. I think that's selfish. Because now you're going to fuck up that child life, your life, because you don't know how you finna feel now with the whole situation. But I think the most trauma-induced situation is when you bring in that child into the world when you don't want it. Yeah. So I support whatever ways that are out there in the world to keep people from having to have kids that they don't want. I don't want no kids coming in this world who's going to be abused, neglected, unacceptable, you know, all that. We got enough going on.
So we don't need to be bringing nobody, no another child with all that mental, having all those mental issues as they growing up and getting older and really don't know what to do. Because
they're going to be coming into a world where Superman now, like boys and girls, they just have fucked up kryptonite.
I mean, it's like they want everybody to accept it. I'm like, man, do what you do, but don't be trying to put it off on everybody. Everybody, you know, you just It's crazy.
That was Joe. I didn't even know that was Joe said lighters in the air. I'm thinking, girl, you know, this at the wine kicked in too early because I thought that was he saying lighters in the air. That's Joe. That was Joe. What's up, Joe? What's
Hey, Joe.
My brother.
Yeah. So we'll see, like I was saying, with the girls that don't want to that be with the other women that already have kids, and like you say, if you want to have babies, but you might be with a chick, she already had her babies, got her tubes tied and everything, and she's looking at you like, who finna have a baby? Now, I'm going to tell you now.
And that's why, and that's the same thing with a man. If you date a man, if you know that you want kids, don't even get involved with somebody who don't want kids. Don't try to do anything manipulative to try to change their mind. Don't try to do anything. Just get with somebody who wants kids. What you desire. Like,
don't. And it's not gonna be that one that you want. It just ain't gonna be that one. You got to be cool with that. But I know I don't want none. I got mine. I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm finito.
Cool, God, kids, I take them all day because I can give them back.
And at some point in my life, I'm going to have grandkids. But I don't want any more children. I'm fine with, I've done that. I've done my due diligence.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to be one of an old grandma. Like
me too.
With my kids. You know, we got the one that the oldest kid that had a child, but my actually biological kids, girl, I think them children ain't have, I might be 50, 55 when they start having children. And I just see that because I see where they mind at. And that might be for the other two as well. Like, because they just trying to live their life right now. And they like,
my niece has been married now for about, I think, 2 years. And she's 22 now. She said she's going to have kids around 27, 30.
See?
I don't have a problem with that. I think the reason why so many women are at ease now being parents because their nerves are calmer. They done did all the things they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. They don't have all these pressures around them. They are comfortable with being moms early. They have the partners or whatever, they're helping them raise these kids. So we might be like, oh, y'all starting over. Shit. That we might feel like that, but they feel just fine.
Because, that's true.
You know, they're going through the whole process of having a family. They're trying to create all that.
Mm-hmm. And the kids be different. The kids be totally different. I could take like my sister had her her older kid, her two oldest boys, my two older nephews, when she was I think the first one came like at 18, like when she was getting ready to get out of high school or right after she got out of high school. Then she had my other nephew, but she got this 12-year-old son now when her other boys are in they mid to late 20s. But it's different because she is more calmer. She is more laid back home. Well, she always been calm, but she more laid back home. You know, her and my brother-in-law, they married. And really, my brother-in-law, like, my sister, like, oh, Kaden be over there with his daddy. Child, Kaden don't be studying me. And she just more on a chill mode. She is very chill.
With the younger children, they got the parents a little bit more relaxed, but a lot of them young kids, listen, it's not for me. That's all I'm saying. But what I will say,
Queen say it ain't for her. So don't even be trying. So you already know you're coming into a relationship with her.
It's not for me. But what I will say though is that because I've seen people in action, but when I tell you them kids run over these new parents, I don't care if they our age or not. Baby, when these parents be tired, they're like, just get what you want. Yeah. Man, our kids ain't never tried us like that.
You know what? A girl that somebody that go to church with me with her kid and her older kids told her younger daughters, man, mom used to be on I. Y'all get away with murder. Like she, and you're right. She just be like, man, go on, get out my face, man. Cause she, you know, she didn't raise all the other ones, and now she got these other two little babies that's up under 14 years old. And she just like, man, child, look at y'all about y'all business. Get out my face.
I seen a TikTok where the lady say, my older and my younger child, he out here raising himself.
Look, and I bet
you
she dead serious about
it. And got girl, I'm talking about it was so many people who was commenting on with the understanding that of what she doing because they doing the same thing. And then not only that, of course, you got a lot of people in the comments like, well, you should have just had kids then. Like, you should have just not even had him. Girl, y'all, fuck y'all. She said what she said. Like, it's not the fact that nobody's taking care of the kid because they got older siblings in the house as well, just as well. But what she's saying is half of the time when he come ask for stuff, the answer is yes to get him out her face.
Uh-huh.
Understand that. When people get to... So, hold on. Before I finish on, E say, this picture right here is of him and Fee. With the new baby. So
I ain't even messing with you no more. E. I ain't even messing with you no more.
You see how old he is over there? I can't deal.
What, man?
I can't. Man, the man got white hair, man.
The man that's how some of these, but that's how some of them gonna be.
He's still from gray to white. But it's true. So it's true. Just think, okay, in all term, like Queen, I'm about to turn 40 in March. I'm about to turn 40 in March. My oldest girl turns 18 Sunday. Mm-hmm. My baby just turned 17 today. The only thing we looking back at is memories.
That's it.
So, I'm coming to y'all baby showers. I'm buying y'all presents. I'm doing all that. I don't even, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Unless it's my godkids or my grandkids, I don't even babysit.
Well, my godkids in Hawaii for right now. So,
I would, because
I can take you back home.
That's it. Joe,
talk
about
look back. Joe.
When you having some?
Me and Harold Mama was just talking about this today about him having kids. Sorry, Harold. I didn't mean to put your name out there, friend, but hey. She was like, I say, you might have some, Miss Shirley, later on tonight. He might be 50 years old. She's talking about, oh no, he better not be having no kids that late, because baby, I might end up leaving the baby in the car and they trying to take me to jail because I'm not the baby.
Don't do that old lady like that. That ain't gonna be old.
But that's what she said, though. That's what she said. She was like, shoot.
That's what I mean. He can't do it like that now. He can't do it like that. Don't drop a kid.
It was so funny when she said I couldn't do nothing but laugh.
It's these like, men, it's Harold and Joe. It's the Harold and the Joe. Look at Joe talking about he ready to ski. Law him. And then
Joe, hold on, you about to make me spit this stuff out my mouth, Joe. Joe, I'm gonna ban you from the comments, Joe. I'm gonna ban you from the comments. Oh my God, Joe. I can't with you, bro.
Emmanuel Nielsen. Let me tell you something about this comment that you just put up here. You tell me we love y'all.
We do.
We might get
the baby. We really do now. We really, really do.
We do. We but might baby get the baby for like a 2-hour movie date. But y'all better bring y'all asses ready. I ain't on that. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I ain't on that.
Yeah, what?
I done had my time.
Look, I'm going to put a tracking device on y'all phone and on y'all car. So y'all when y'all get home, baby, look, my phone going off. They are home. They are home. I'm bringing that baby right on over there. Hey, Bon Bon, come get this baby from out the car. I'm going to leave her right here on the porch.
Listen.
Don't be trying to bring no extra formula, no extra diapers, none of this stuff.
I'm going to get, I'm telling, before y'all leave my house, you will be sharing your location. Because you, if you go any direction, the opposite of from
Don't be trying to slide the PC on a slide.
No.
Talk about, don't be trying to go get no, we'll be back home Sunday.
If you're smart, when I give you them 2 hours for your movie, you better go have you a different date. Because a newborn don't let you sleep. A newborn don't let you sleep. A newborn don't let you sleep.
Hold up. Y'all kid can't come to my house or Shelby's. Oh, no. The Burns. The Burns. Oh no, you might not want your baby to come to my house.
Oh no. Yeah, we're gonna have to have a meeting. We're gonna have to have a meeting.
I might have to come babysit at your house.
We'll come babysit over there.
Oh,
and we're
my
gonna
God.
Be y'all in 2 hours because y'all gonna need it because I know when we see y'all face, y'all gonna look tired, especially because EO. And you know Fee want a baby, so you got to get up that baby. That's so fun. You got y'all to be having a baby very soon. Go on. Yeah. Y'all may as well got to.
May it's well. Already done.
It's probably a baby.
A boy.
Right. That'd be good. Okay, so we want to talk about the first thing we're going to talk about today. Somebody told He told me, I mean, Joe told me, dang, bro, you old. He is.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Okay. Whew, all right. So, are we too sensitive as a culture? I mean, are we too sensitive, or is this just a shock to our culture these days? And I asked that question, Queen, because everybody trying to cancel everything. They wanna give up all our old time cartoons. They wanna take away the old school music, talking about this trauma music. They wanna talk about everything from the past and make it seem like we just fucked up because of the things that we grew up around. That's
what about this music now? Because this bull crap that they playing now is some bull crap. It ain't got no meaning, no substance, no nothing. Like, that's, people just too sensitive, I think.
I think they're too sensitive.
Yeah, people
Joe,
too
you agree too.
I mean, people say, all in their, they be all in their feelings about the little petty, I mean, the pettiest stuff people be in their feelings about.
Listen, like, if you get offended by a TikTok, and everybody know that TikToks are comedic sketches, if you get offended by a TikTok, you know you fucked up. They be in
all
their
the
feelings.
Way. All
they be
the
in
way.
Their feelings on the comment sections. They be going in.
That's why I live to see those comments, boy. I just get on social media sometimes just to read the comments on some of these posts.
Me too.
People in their feelings, and people are very cruel behind this keyboard. That wouldn't dare say what they say behind that keyboard to you in your face.
Never. Would never.
At all.
But that takes us to the Dave Chappelle thing. Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle said, white people use the gay, the LGBTQXYZ club to benefit from them, benefit for them mostly. And
I kind of agree with him on that.
It ain't no lie in that.
Yeah, it's no lie in that at, like, at all.
Joe, that's you talking about E. We
Joe, I'ma ban you, Joe. I'ma ban you, Joe.
Joe, because Joe is a shit starter. You hear me?
Coming from out of nowhere, boy.
Joe came here talking about he ready to bang bang. He like, you got to sit down, Joe. You just said sit earlier today.
Down.
You just met this lady. An old lady talking about it. Joe said, I met an old lady. Y'all think I should ski in her?
She might not want you to do that. She might not want you to do that, Joe.
Joe, that lady don't want no babies, Joe. If you want kids, Joe, I'm going to tell you right now the age range you got to get with.
Oh, yeah.
27. To, this is a good age for you because you don't want
27
nobody.
To about 35.
27 to 35. Find you one between that range. Y'all go ahead and set up.
He may be able to find him somebody between. He may be able to go to 50 though, Queen, because there's some of them out here that ain't got none that want kids. He may be.
But
I say it's a little
50. Did you say 50?
40. I mean 40. Oh, it's a little slim few. 40. Hey, you it may be, it's some out there that's 52 that want kids, ain't got kids. Now, hey.
I ain't talking about won't, baby. I ain't talking about just won't. I'm talking about actually have. You go
to have.
Joe, see, this is what I'm talking about with Joe. Look at this shit here. We got to get off. See, this ain't.
I'm going to do that church thing real quick. Oh, you know what, Joe?
Oh, my Lord.
Joe, you in the comments today, friend. You in the comments today, Joe. They going to come back just to see the comments. Just to see the comments.
Joe says something about the kids turn him on.
Oh.
But, and so, okay. Well, Joe, knock him up. Knock him up. So, we back to David.
No baby, but you don't want no baby mamas, though, Joe.
But that's what, but Queen, that's what I was talking about in the beginning. If the population keep failing the way it failed, you're going to have to share baby daddies. It won't just be this my man for atmosphere. Y'all gonna have, and it ain't, and these women now that's fighting over this baby daddy mess, y'all may as well get used to it because there's gonna be a shortage of black men soon.
Well, I pray for my churn.
You got to come
out. I pray for my churn and everybody else's churn.
But the only issue, the only difference between this generation and our generation is that we had more of the men in the closet. The new generation, they straight going to come out.
At least they do. They know. And they know.
They bisexual, though. They tell people. Yeah, like, boy, they tell girl. I'll be like, what? They said they're gonna have sex with everybody. They don't have they're changing it. They're gonna say they're asexual now.
Okay, whatever.
I believe you, Joe. I believe you. I don't even want the problems of single world no more. I promise you. People, I know I just feel like I'm gonna be a nun.
What? Not a nun. Quiz, not a nun. Not a nun. They having sex too, though. They just keeping theirs on the low low and think nobody don't know. You see look at all them priests.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at all the cases with the priests. Come on now. So what you think the nuns doing?
No priests hunting the boys though.
I don't put none past none of them. None. And they messing with the priest.
The priest messing with the other priest, or are you talking about the nuns messing with the priest?
The nuns messing with the priest, and the priest might be still messing with the boys too.
That's what new generation doing. So
it's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So there might, we know that the, so Joe, y'all see what's going on out here. And The single world crazy. So these women are gonna either end up, see how we jumped off Dave Chappelle again? These women gonna end up having to either share baby daddies.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be a lot more diseases being spread because boys having sex with boys too. And then
my God.
And then now you're gonna have other issues because you got the women wanna have sex with the men, even though they know the man like men.
Like men.
And now you because you got another man on the side too.
That's crazy.
It's gonna be a whole lot going on. It's gonna be a whole lot. It's gonna be a whole lot. So
great for this next generation.
Try to school
your own children as best as possible. You know, but if you ain't been schooling them from the time they came out the womb, baby, they might be gone.
Yeah, you got to start from scratch.
You got to start early. You got to start early.
You can't start trying to talk to them and educate them about what's going on out here in this world like now. Mm-hmm. You got to start early.
You got to start early. You do.
And then the big thing about that is just for the fact that they're not afraid to actually say I like both sexes.
Yeah.
You know how, like that's one thing that I'm proud to hear. I'm happy to hear that people are more open with themselves than they are trying to hide themselves.
Some are actually being their authentic selves and some just following others.
Yeah. Ooh, Joe, that's a good comment, Joe. It's enough men, but I don't believe a good number of the women want them.
That's true too. Cause I always say some did had good men right there, but they didn't rant them away.
Well, yeah, cause they don't know what it is to be a good woman either. So, you know,
sometimes that go back to your upbringing too. I was just thinking about this when I posted the video the other day, and I'm just saying like. I was telling a coworker, I was like, well, are we teaching our girls? I say, don't get it wrong. I'm all about women empowerment. You know, I say, but are we teaching our girls? It's just about us and us doing us and us being these powerful women. And I can get my bag and I don't need no man to do this. But
that's what a lot of that empowerment mess is about though, but empowerment stuff is about. But again, as we go back to the Dave Chappelle thing, if you go to like when the first argument that I had with somebody at work about feminism, they told me themselves that they were a feminist, and I was like, so anybody could be a feminist, and I got like, you know, the older women be looking at me like I'm crazy, like I just don't be knowing what I'm talking about. But what I said was. What I said was, anybody could be a feminist. It's not, that's not a sex thing. That's not about sexuality. And she said, no, feminism is about making the woman have the same rights as a man. And that, I was like, and so what? Anybody could believe in that. That don't have to be just something women believe. So now fast forward to Dave Chappelle saying it. Why are they all in the office talking about it, girl? Dave Chappelle said anybody could be a feminist.
It take a celebrity. You know, some people, it take a celebrity to say something to make them feel like, oh, yeah, but your coworker just said the same thing and you looking at her twisted.
But that's how I go, though. That's literally how I go. At the same time, them F-boys have messed up a lot of women, so neither men nor women trust each other. We need real holistic healing. Comes out and that's very true, Joe. And the thing that's about true, that, Joe. Quinn, you want to take that? You want to comment on Joe?
It is, but some of them, that's what they done seen throughout their life growing up. So they still got to be healed from that. to be able to be healed from their grown issues.
And but, what is holistic healing to people who believe that what they have going on and what they do is correct? If they feel that the reason why they're going through what they're going through is because the person is making them go through it, not because of what stigmas and things that they've already put on this person has made them feel. If we don't take the time to want to get that holistic healing or that whole healing for ourselves, we're going to constantly keep fucking up the cycle. It's going to be a 360 instead of a 180 each time. And we're not supposed to be running around in damn circles. Now we on a guinea pig wheel. Like, oof.
Going and going. When you going to veer off?
And that's really what life is. It really is. You run it until you jump off and decide that I don't want to keep living in that same cycle. You're going to continue to run into hurt, unhealed trauma, especially if you're not helping yourself.
So even my son said something about, me and my brother was talking, and then he was saying something about my son was saying that if he wanted to be able to use his card to go take a girl out on a date. So I was like, he said he don't really got no girlfriend, but if he wanted to take somebody out on a date, could he use the card? What did he say? He was like, he said he ain't got time to be messing around with these girls because all they want right now is money. And he was like, I'm just a teenager just like you. So what make you think that I got money?
Exactly.
Another teenager. And my son said that he was like, Mom, all they either want money or they want to be dating you and two other people. And he was like, I'm not about that. Like, I want to just be able to date one girl and she date me.
But you see what they finna have to start dealing with? Mm-hmm. And just like he said, it comes down to having respect for yourself and others. Shit is really fucked up out here. And I know what fact it is because when my daughter, now my kids both make their own little side money. Jada got a little job. Erica got a little hair hustle thing. So Erica, you know, if she makes her money, she might be able to go out and do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But for her own self. So her thing is, she gonna tell a person, y'all, like, it ain't really no fact for me to think that if I'm with a boy, that the boy is supposed to be doing nothing for me because he the same age. You know, she said that. She was like, I can't expect nothing from them, but I don't want them expecting nothing from me either. That's the difference between this new generation and the old generation. These new boys ask girls for stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's some in our generation do the same thing.
They
do,
but, these, some
as common.
Our copycat people too. They copycats. They trying to live like jits. With their ignorances. So exactly, Joe. It's a lot of crazy shit going on. And he said reality don't matter no more. Even when you teach your kids reality, Joe, if you're not a parent that walk in the same thing that you teach, your kids gonna take that shit as a joke.
Yeah, they're gonna be looking at you laughing.
Dead serious. If you don't, this day and age, you got to practice what you preach to your children, for no longer will they respect you.
Most definitely.
Baby, we had to listen. We was told, our parents told us, do what I say, not as I do. It was just that simple. You ain't got no choice because you a kid and I'm going to tell you what to do and that's that. Nah, a kid be like, do as you say, not as you do. Well, Mom, I feel, and Mom, I think, and Mom, I feel, shut up. I don't care about what you think. It just means that I don't give a fuck right now because what I say goes.
Period.
You gotta explain too much to these new people. That's why I can't be a new mom, because my mouth don't have the patience, my tongue don't have the patience, my brain don't have the patience. And if I sit here and I tell you something and I feel like I gotta say it, I'm gonna knock your goddamn head between that stove and that refrigerator. And then we're gonna have DCF at the door. Cause somebody gonna tell them that I'm a bad parent.
EMT gonna be there too.
Take the kid. I didn't ask for the kid.
Go back to everybody and being sensitive.
That's
go back because the kids they sensitive.
That's how they want us to raise them now. They want us to treat them as
in all like, in their feelings. They be all in their feelings.
I don't care about none of that. I know I'm an old school parent because I don't care about none of that.
I tell mine quit. I don't care if you're in your feelings. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do about it?
What is you gonna do?
And if you're not expressing your feelings and so we can get some understanding, and you walk around here with attitude, and then you want to come talk to me after your attitude gone, you can get out my face.
We ain't even finna talk.
Sometimes
I may give you a chance to talk because I might come in here. Okay, I'm gonna go back in here and let me see what.
But that's
talk.
The talk.
But you better come correct though. You better not be coming with you think you finna raise your voice. You better make sure you have a nice little tone, cause baby, see, you can't get loud as me. You better have your nice little tone. I'll let you say what you got to say and express your feelings, but you better come. Hey, I ain't got time.
I never be one of them parents that gotta fight or box or do anything like that to their kid. I'm not doing none of that. First time a kid ever feel like she gonna draw up or do something, I'm gonna go ahead and open that side door, because what's gonna happen is I'll hurt you. And before I hurt my kid, out of the love and respect that I have for being a mom to you, because I take my job very, very serious. And before I hurt you and do something disrespectful to your body, I open up the door and let you leave.
Yeah, go on ahead, get on out. Go on, do what you got to do.
I ain't gonna fight my kid. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna fight my kid. I'm not gonna do that. That's my kid. I don't want another grown adult fighting my kid. Mm-hmm. But I want my kids out.
Quick. Real quick.
But I'm not finna tussle with you. I'm not finna do none of that. I can't even imagine that. What people be saying.
I still can talk and that tears will come to their eyes.
Girl, yes, yes.
So I can still say something, and it can literally be over the phone. And I can hear it in their voice. And my daughter 20. And still I can hear it in her voice. But I like I tell people, I raise, like you say, old school. I am old school. I'm a little modern too, but when it comes down to hardcore values, man, I'm just like my mom and my aunts them. What I say in this household goes.
That's right.
I ain't trying to be your friend because I ain't your friend. I ain't your homegirl. I ain't your homeboy. None of that. So you either gonna respect me or you gonna go on about your business. And with my kids, they like, man, we got too many people to answer. We gotta answer the mom, we gotta answer stepdad, we gotta answer the daddy, we gotta answer the grandma. Both grandparents you got to answer to. Then Jerome, my brother, he come. Then they auntie, she got something to say. So they just like, man, fuck that shit. We finna just do what we supposed to do. Cause it's too many of y'all that we got to answer to.
Too many people wanna knock us out.
What? And see, my mama ain't as lean. They other grandma, they kind of lenient, and they're a little bit, they ain't that much older than my parents, but they old. So they kind of laid back, reserved, you know, they kind of lenient, because their grandma always used to ask my mama, how you get them to do everything you tell them? And she said, because I just tell their asses. They just do it. Like, my mama don't play with them. And whatever I say, she ain't that grandparent that'll let them do whatever. If they got in trouble and I didn't send them to her house, she'd be like, oh, y'all mama said y'all couldn't do this. And she beat, look, whatever Candy say, that's what we going by. Be mad
that's
if you want.
My mom is. My mom and but honestly, both of my kids' grandparents kind of handle things that way. But my mom gonna stand firm on it.
Yeah.
And yeah. it's probably too, because my mom gets to see my kids way more because I think other grandparents are in the city. So
that's probably true too.
Mm-hmm. So they, you know, they won't try her like that. But they don't not even say they try their other grandparent either. They don't do any of that. Like, but they just know what and who they can get away with certain things.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the reality of things in general though with kids, because kids gonna try to get away with stuff. Kids gonna
whatever you let them get away with, they gonna continue to try it till you actually say something.
That's just what the way it go. So Queen, did you hear about Jelani Day?
Who?
The young man that went missing where his body turned up.
In the lake?
Mm-hmm.
I have not went and read the story. I just heard something about the was it the autopsy, and the mom was trying to figure out like what happened to him. And I just seen a little snippet clip and was talking about organs and all of this stuff. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm gonna have to go back, sit down and really like read the actually up about the story and stuff. But man, look here. It's crazy.
Well, it seems to be a lot going on with the situation. Even if it's not true about the organs being missing, my only question is why wouldn't the police search the river on the day they found his car there?
Yeah. Wow.
I found that to be quite strange. I was like, they found his car at the river with no tag and his belongings missing. But
so how long has he been missing?
Well, they say the day he went missing was August 24th, 2021. On August 26th, his vehicle was found located in Peru, Illinois, and an initial search took place involving canines, drones, and ground searches. And the FBI was also involved. Authorities returned on September 4th and found the body that will be later identified as Days floating in the Illinois River. So that's almost a week and a half later.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And,
but I don't know. They still haven't determined his cause of death.
Mm-hmm.
And they said a cause of death won't be given until cops carry out more toxicology testing. But they said that will be September 23rd. This is now October.
Yes, we're in October. October 23rd will be here next week.
So, I think I'm baffled by the fact that nobody did. I'm not baffled. This is a black man in a county or a city where it's mostly white people. So I'm not baffled by the fact that nobody's doing anything.
They don't
care. What I'm baffled by is that they actually think that a person just pulled off of it.
It's crazy, man. That's crazy. That is crazy.
The young student.
How old was he?
He was 25. A 25-year-old graduate student at Illinois State University, where he was working through his master's degree in speech pathologist.
Promising future.
Day's car was found in a wooded area miles from where he was last seen. So people are, and this is supposed to be, I'm guessing this is Dapper Dan's son. Remember Dapper Dan?
You talking about fashion Dapper? Yeah. Baby, 80s hip hop fashion icon.
So,
wow.
Yeah. But they had got together on October 9th, and they gathered to celebrate the life of Jelani Day at Danville High School. And a friend, they wrote and they sung, and you know, they cherished him. But I don't know. I'm really baffled by that case, because
that's crazy, Queen.
This is starting to seem like another one of those Kendrick Johnson cases. Where
that's what I was just thinking about. I'm like, that's the same thing that didn't happen like right here in our area over there in Lyons County. And I remember when that happened with the Kendrick Johnson thing. I remember that.
I don't like any of it. I hate it, because this is starting, like, they. You know, it's like you guys constantly feel like you can do stuff and think that a person not gonna have any, you know, we not paying enough attention to what goes on with us as Black people. Y'all think, like, you can continue to blow smoke and make us think that y'all ain't really out here doing this purposely? This man ain't from this area. He not about to get out of his car and just go walking through no weighted area where he not from. And become half naked?
No.
I was blown away. I was like,
no, they ain't finna do nothing like that.
No. No. That's crazy. So, you know, whether they want to admit things or not, justice needs to be served for this young man, because for one, he deserves that. His family. They found his body, so yeah.
I'm thankful for that, but people deserve.
They deserve answers.
Right, that's what they deserve. Because I used to always say people deserve closure, but sometimes closure worse than
the situation. They deserve answers. They really do. Like, man, that's a lot.
That's, yeah, it's a lot to do.
My heart go out to them, because that there. Your child, promising future. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Promising future.
So crazy. To close the show, we're gonna go on a lighter note, and something else that Dave Chappelle said on the closing.
I got to watch the Dave Chappelle thing.
It's good, Queen. You got to watch it.
I haven't been watching Netflix in I don't know how long. I was going to cancel my subscription, but I'm going to have to go ahead and go watch it.
You got to see it. So he said, and I'm going to say this, and we're going to get off this show, y'all. But I promise y'all got to hear this part. Dave say,
Queen, you can't even get it out. You can't even get it out.
He said, Caitlyn Jenner been a woman for a whole year, and she won Woman of the Year.
Oh, he ain't go in on Caitlyn Jenner.
He said, that shit is fucked up. And it's not. What does that say to the women who've been women
all their lives? Born as a woman.
We had it hard. Talking about this person has had, they're strong because they went through all the stuff to become a woman. Bitch, we was born women, had to grow into womanhood. And y'all.
And you still a nigga. You still a man. You ain't no woman. I don't mean to offend nobody, but I don't care how many surgeries you have, baby. You will never have what I got. Never. I don't care how many surgeries you have.
They said you don't even bleed.
Thank you. You can't even produce a baby. You can produce a baby, but you can't carry it.
Dave said them coochie lips ain't even going to be the same.
We're gonna have to end this, because see, I'm about to go in, and I ain't trying to go in. But baby, just know this: you'll never be me. You'll never have what I got. Never. I don't care how hard you try. I don't care how many surgeries you have. Baby, this is 100% authentic woman, queen, born this, love it. And guess what? I praise God for it every day that I am a female because I don't want to be nothing else.
And on that note, thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all all the time. I know one person who is not disappointed in being the winner of the year, and that's Shelby. I don't give a damn about that type of shit. But I'll tell you something. If you could be mechanically done and win something, and you ain't even have the battles to be it, baby's world has come to a whole sinking fountain. Like, it's sinking.
All you need is that money. You can be anything you want with that cash.
But I'm gonna leave y'all with this thought. As Dave said when he was about to go, he said, "Why was it so easy for Caitlyn Jenner to change her sexuality than it was for Cassius Clay to change his name?"
Ooh.
And on that note,
that's deep. Yeah, think about it.
We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next week. Peace.